Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headline up at PrisonPlanet.com. It's about to be posted at InfoWars.com. Veteran broadcaster Lou Dobbs calls out Geithner on threats to Congress. Treasury Secretary suggested Armageddon is around the corner if administration's policies are not implemented. And their policies are the policies causing the default. But as I said years ago, right as they destroy the dollar by design, they will then jump around and blame, just like smooth hauling, we were already in depression, then they blamed some tariffs after the fact on the depression. They'll probably blame the Second Amendment for the depression they've engineered. Ted Anderson, this is big medicine, what's happening right now. I mean, I was shaken up today, and not even in a fearful way, just more of, whoa, shaking in anticipation that it's now arriving. It's now happening. I mean, the geopolitical ramifications of this are earth-shattering. And the average yuppie I talk to says, I don't care if the dollar gets devalued. What's that mean to me? I'm not in the currency markets. Everything is tied to it. As it begins to hyperinflate, prices are going to explode. The economy is going to go into cardiac arrest. And people that say, well, don't worry, it'll cause some more factories to get built here. Yeah, after years into the depression, it may cause some actual factories, but it's a global depression because of global fiat currency coordinated devaluations by the coterie of scam artists, international bankers with their derivatives, fractional reserved poppycock. And so it's a global depression. Then they'll offer their new world government and all these new taxes as the solution. And most of the dumb yuppies led by people like, the scammer Donald Trump are going to fall down on their knees and worship it and beg for it. I mean, Ted, we're in danger from the mindless horde out there of apprentice watchers. We're in grave danger.
Well, that's true. If you don't have gold and silver, there isn't anybody's portfolio out there that isn't in danger. If you saved your money at all, and if you have it in the bank, stocks, I don't care, real estate, if you're not protecting yourself now, I don't know what you need other than a big old billy club over the head to tell you that there is real trouble here. I mean, the S&P downgrading the United States debt, I mean, that hasn't happened. I mean, that brings us back to the continental currency, which is why we started trading gold and silver as money in the first place. The United States is in trouble with this one. This is a big, big deal. And to raise the interest rates and to cause the deficit to grow even further because of it is just going to be another nail in the coffin. It's really going to affect people that are retired, living on Social Security, pensions, anybody that has savings. I mean, it just covers everything out there. And for those of you who want to work for wages like Mexicans do or people in China, yeah, it's good for you, all right. It makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, they want to get hurt. They love it. And you know what? I'm sad this is going to happen to America. But all the arrogant, weak people who have been living off the bravery of the founding fathers and our ancestors, they are now going to get to find out what it's really like. But they're so weak-minded, they're going to join the hordes of the New World Order to come rob what's left of the middle class to then give it to Soros and others. Back to what he did as a young man, helping round up and arrest people. I mean, Ted, we're headed up against pure evil. I mean, I hope folks understand they're going to set up class warfare here in America.
Yeah, they sure are. It's not going to be good. It's going to be like what I've seen in Argentina. They went through this. There were families living in the doorways, little kids huddled under thin, wool blankets while
that
the mist
was 10 years
down.
After their implosion. Washington Post and others reported a week into the total collapse with no food on the shelves. Good-looking conservative families in ragged suits, like a cartoon, with the sleeves all ripped. When a truck jumped over with cattle running up like vampires, just gobbling raw meat. I mean, that's what it turns into. But imagine now, all the welfare people, automatic weapons, get the American people. Forward TSA! America's ours! George Soros is our flag! Hell is here!
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up and cover a mass of key news here in the third and final hour. The toll-free number on any subject you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I am committing to start taking more calls because I just enjoy them. And some days I'm going to have first-time callers, other days free-for-all. Other days I'm going to say just calls from the Middle East this hour on this subject, or just calls from Europe, or just calls from military. You know, we've done some of that over the years, but when I listen back to old shows, we get such amazing information and perspective. Or just calls from Australia on the subject of half your farmland being made off limits as part of the new carbon tax. Because it's one thing if I read an article to you. It's another thing to actually hear it from the people. By the way, they're coming out with the new internet kill switch / internet ID White House run tracking taxation system, now announced in your face. Just incredible news on that front. Obama pushes Chinese style internet ID system, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got other amazing news dealing with the fact that $431 billion a year is spent just on CPAs. That's bigger than the GDP of most big countries. And the CPAs have been bought off. the federal laws have changed where they're creatures of the IRS, and so they won't even give you your regular write-offs. If you don't have a top CPA doing your taxes, then they audit you and come after you for stuff that's supposedly able to be written off. Real tax rate in this country is about 45%. Income tax. And there's all the other federal taxes, the gas taxes, the state taxes, the income, the state income taxes. The average American is paying around 50%. That's the people you hear in the news that are paying no taxes. They're talking about income taxes. Around half don't pay those. But you pay it in what everybody passes on to you. But you're paying all those other taxes. People that are paying income taxes, oh, you're talking 60, 70, 80%. But the ultra-rich are completely immune and pay almost no tax overseas, just like General Electric, Google, pay zero or 2.4. And they're the ones lobbying for the new taxes on you. Direct taxes, like the insurance companies writing the health care law to lower the quality of care, to not let doctors practice medicine, and to force you to get their product. And then if you're an insider, you pay a payment, and it's waived. I mean, that is the greatest form of economic discrimination you can imagine. But see, we're only trained that discrimination is calling somebody a name. But real discrimination is unfair playing field. And so don't worry, blue-collar people out there losing your jobs. If you really think taking the rich people's money is going to fix things, they've done the math on it, it would pay for 3.5 months of the budget. If you took all the wealth inside the U.S., 3.5 months. But the Republicans are putting that number out. It's true to a point. We're going back to Ted briefly, then your calls. Here's the big line. They're not counting the 3 to 4 times the wealth of U.S. money offshore that's exempt through the loopholes. They're not talking about that. And they're not talking about the banker bailout money that's in the tens of trillions. They're talking about domestic money. I mean, I heard people on CNN yesterday going, yeah, we need to tax these other, you know, TV anchors that are making $1 million a year. Yeah, that'll fix it. Yeah, take all the baseball people money, all the movie stars, all the guy that owns a car wash down the street or a chain of restaurants, you know, the guy living in a big mansion. Those are nouveau riche. They're the blood of a country. They buy things. They spend their money. These multi-billionaire globalists that control trillions in assets, they're all like Scrooge McDuck. They want to wreck economies. Folks, get more sophisticated. All right, I'm going to stop ranting because I want to get to Larry, JJ, Damon, Chip, Skyler, and others. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I wanted to get you on and then only had you on for about a minute because I was ranting. I want to put on screen here for people Forbes. And this itself is a deception. Permanent fund that UT has, I started looking at it 15 years ago, it was about $30 billion, then $50 billion, then $80 billion. Last time I looked, not their assets, their oil fields, their land, the tax money they get, not their pension areas, but the actual liquid separate cash is over $100 billion, richest university in the world. Now, they just raised tuition. They're raising parking fees, everything, because the school is a facade. I'm sorry for folks that have been conned by it. Just admit you've been conned. The big stadium and all that's a facade. That's only a few percentage points of their real business models. They're an inside tax-free organization, just like all the other globalist ops. That's why they promote world government and this whole system. They just bought $1 billion on top of hundreds of millions they bought, I saw last year. We'll put it back on screen. Forbes, University of Texas endowment holds $1 billion in gold, or 5% of its portfolio. They got a lot more than $20 billion. But the issue here is, what are they doing with that in their permanent fund? Now, expanding on that, China's buying gold. Everybody else is buying gold. They've been trying to suppress the paper market. I've gone through this whole rant. I want to go to calls. But, Ted, briefly, we saw gold go way up again today before retreating a little bit, still back over $7. Tell us where silver is, and then briefly, because you buy it when it's lower, but then it sells out as it keeps going up. You've got gold and silver at the lower price from when it was lower. Folks can get in a time machine, but they've got to call you and get involved now and do what the gangsters that run UT and what Muammar Gaddafi knows and what all these people know. Gold and silver is the king. Even as Soros admitted, the world is moving away from the dollar with oil, gold, gold and silver already operating as the new world reserve currency, beating the dollar. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. I mean, people that have half a brain can figure out that the United States is printing way, way, way too much money to and we're inflating the monetary system by so much that you have to diversify yourself with gold and silver. It's not even a choice anymore. That's why you're seeing major countries doing this. And it doesn't surprise me a bit to see some of the big portfolios out there doing it, and the small people should be doing it too, and they are. You know, a lot of people are ordering your videos right now and books and that kind of stuff and getting free silver dollars with them or however you
want. That's right. You get three silver dollars. Well, that's over $120 value of at the lowest prices. Free shipping and three films. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame is $60 value. So that's basically $70+ off. And you're getting the silver dollars at a price nobody else can offer. Now, those were 110, they went to 115. Where are they now, Ted?
Still holding about 115, even though silver's up a bunch more. They'll have to go up, and Alex, I don't want to raise the price. I can lose money for a while. I want to get your videos out in people's hands, get people to pass them out, get some silver into people's hands, too. I mean, if people have
gold, Ted knows that once, because he's a free market capitalist, not an inside baseball guy like Soros. He actually lives in the real free market and plays by the tilted deck. Ted knows once you hold gold and silver in your paw, you're going to realize that paper is garbage, that physical is king. And so this is a lost leader. The complaining and moaning by the brokers, and I don't blame them. They don't make any money on this, even the tiny amount that they normally do on the other great deals. But Ted, what are some of the other gold and silver deals? Because silver's great. They're calling, what do they call silver in the London Telegraph today? They call it gold on steroids.
Yeah, gold on steroids.
But what are some of the other silver offers that are smoking and gold offers you've got? Because when folks call, the regular deals are great, but these are the specific awesome deals.
Yeah. Well, look, for instance, like the Walking Liberty half dollar right now, $20.61. We also have the survival bags of dimes. Alex, it's 32 now. 32 regular dimes that you carry in your pocket equals one pre-1964 dime. Which means that the silver price has gone up so much that it now takes 32 dimes to buy one. And that number keeps on growing. About 6 months ago, it was 26 dimes to buy one. So that's where it's going. The trend isn't changing. There's so many good buys out there right now, Alex. I just think the survival bag of dimes, people need to have stuff that they can use for barter. I don't think people realize that We're heading toward the kind of collision that could bring our entire society down, and just to the effort to buy food like they had back in the German Weimar Republic is just going to be, you know, you bring in a wheelbarrow full of currency and the grocer is going to want the wheelbarrow.
Ted, that's why I'm freaked out. I've studied history. You studied it. In every case, when you get to this point or even close, it ends up in total bedlam, total depression. And where they're just easing it into it, but using propaganda to make most folks not know why they're not doing well and make them feel like they're by themselves and that everybody else is doing great. This is a giant deception and the best bet out there. And nothing's a silver bullet. But the closest you get to a silver bullet for economic problems is gold and silver. And silver is the, you know, poor man's gold. And it's turning out to even be a better investment overall. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Folks, that's why I'm so freaked out. Every day I wish I was wrong. Every day I wish the globalists weren't doing this. Every day I want to be proven wrong, but we're not. This is by design, and these slimebag crooks are doing this to us, and they don't want you to have silver and gold because they're busy buying it all up for themselves. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. And you know what? If people buy these videos, you might eat for 3 weeks, your whole family, because you have three silver dollars. I mean, you can't beat it.
Well, I mean, look at how much money people have made by getting these. And whatever the coin of the realm is in the future, this just freezes the inflation and you cash it in for whenever you're ready for whatever the other currency is. But more and more, the elites are saying it's going to be gold and silver because they've done concerted global devaluation. They're going to have this new global SDR Bancorp. This is all announced that's partially gold and silver backed. Well, if it's partially gold and silver backed and it's going to be the new coin of the realm, imagine what the real backing system is going to be worth. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
And folks, when I talk about hordes of people under government control robbing the middle class, that's what the globalists plan to do. They plan on keeping people in the dark, taking poor, dumbed down poor people and using them as a weapon against the middle class, saying, get the rich man. And the bankers will sit offshore laughing, hee, hee, hee. We're in a death race to get out to the general public and explain to them what's happening. The Republicans won't tell them. The Democrats won't tell them. They put out two different fairy tales.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
Terrorist tag is sought for drug cartels. And reading over this bill by Lamar Smith, it's also being pushed by Michael McCall. And he's a big globalist. He was Janet Reno's deputy, helped cover up the Waco situation. But he's a good conservative, so everything's fine. Now they want to use terrorism charges against people with drugs. Meanwhile, the CIA has been caught shipping in drugs. The big banks laundering it. It's a total sick joke. So we're going to be going over that. More on the $431 billion now a year that Americans spend on CPAs. See, only in America do they make a Byzantine tax system you can't figure out, paid to the private Federal Reserve. If you go to 30 CPAs, you'll get 30 different answers. And in the last 5 years, they put all the CPAs under new federal regulations where they're liable, not just you, so they won't give you any of the exemptions. And basically, just hand all your money over to the IRS, and if you don't pay them to do this, then the IRS will come audit you and make stuff up and pay it to the Federal Reserve. All right, I said I'd get to that later. $431 billion. That's quite a payoff to this criminal class. See, the globalists are masters at helping people make money out of crime, out of fraud. Just like the banksters openly gave the word for the realtors and the appraisers to have people lie on their forms. It's all a system of fraud. And it benefits the globalists, not you or I. Larry in Michigan, then JJ, Damon, Chip, Skyler, and others. You're on the air, Larry. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Alex. A couple things. I'll try to be quick. I know you're awful busy, but I'd like to see you do expose on the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I mean, what's to know? I mean, there's a completely anti-American, anti-free speech, deceptive, pathetic group that says that if you have silver or gold, you know, at your own, you know, company that you create, it's totally legal, that you're a terrorist. I mean, these people are basically the Soviet Red Army.
Well, yeah. And, you know, years ago, I guess that guy that runs that was in some kind of devious sexual deal, too, you know.
But, well, that is in his divorce. But for me, that's not even the issue. The issue is it came out in lawsuits where the FBI released one document blacked out, part of it, and then in lawsuits years later in another state, they released the same document with the other area blacked out. So the lawyer that was involved, Jesse Trinidad, could combine the two and find out what was going on, and it was the FBI, ATF, and Southern Poverty Law Center running Elohim City, not infiltrating the white supremacists, running it. And when Carol Howell, one of their informants, tried to expose the plan to go ahead with the bombing, they indicted her, and you know the rest of the story. So, I mean, they're a very sinister organization.
Okay, number two point. You know, I remember years ago, I'm old enough, I remember John Kennedy being on television saying it is essential to the security of the United States that we drill for oil in Alaska. And we spent billions of dollars putting a pipeline up there, and 85% of that goes to Japan.
That's right, because everything is a rigged game. We live in an engineered society. Globally, they have standardized rules on light bulb wattage, toilet sizes, it's all on tobacco rules. And everything's been standardized, and you tell the average yuppie, hey, there's a global infrastructure, global standardization that's admitted. They go, no, there's not. No one's in power over me. There's nothing going on. And when it's all admitted, and it's global standardization by a group of abject criminals.
Well, I agree with you. When you listen to the media on TV, you know, that nothing like that will ever come out, you know.
Well, more and more it comes out. They go, hey, we're looking at studies to put lithium in the water to make you happy and behave. Now I'm seeing articles every week with the news going, maybe the government should drug the water. Got news for you, they already are. That's why so many Americans in big cities cannot get upset. I mean, 50 years ago, CPS came to take somebody's kid, wrong or right, people fight back. Now they just happily let their kid go because they're brain damaged, sir. They're chemically under assault. The general public are mind-numb zombies. Those of us that would have been particularly exceptional are now just average and able to think. Those that were just average are mentally retarded. Talk to the general public. They're retarded. They don't have any instincts, any street sense, nothing. They're zombies already. It's a nation of demonic zombies who want to be hurt bad. And the globalists are going to deliver. They're going to give you what you want, zombies. They're going to hurt you bad. Anything else, Larry, non-zombie?
No, thank you. I'll let you take care of the rest of the guys.
Thank you. I mean, look, America is an evil country. We're also a good country, but by and large, we're evil. We'll be right back with more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A double-edged sword. You ain't seen nothing yet from the globalists, and you ain't seen nothing yet from the American people and free humanity worldwide. We did our job to expose them while they were positioning this thing and getting it ready and stealing from us, and now they're making their big move, and they think they've got the momentum and the power of the corporate media. They don't. I mean, look at this Fox News headline. Treasury sticks to U.S. economy outlook despite S&P's negative outlook. So the Treasury is sticking by saying the economy's great, despite Standard & Poor's negative outlook, saying that they believe the U.S. is going to lose its AAA rating, which will then pay Geithner and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and George Soros more money. What did Soros say last week? He came out and he said, America can take on more debt. We need to raise taxes. What does the Federal Reserve, every time I turn around? We need to raise taxes. Oh, yes, we need to raise taxes on the rich. They mean your neighbor making a quarter mil a year, not their money tax-free offshore. Again, I will continue to repeat this. I will continue like a broken record because the public is starting to get it. I heard Michael Savage talking about the ultra-rich creating socialism to rob the people versus the nouveau riche. I've heard other local hosts now doing it, and finally they're getting it. If we get this out there, liberals will wake up, conservatives will wake up, game over. Mainline Republicans are, let's take all the money away from anybody that makes over $125,000 individually, quarter million couple. That's the rich. And the poor liberals, you know, making $30,000 a year or whatever, they're like, okay, take it from them. You could take all their money, and you would only run the country for 3.5 months. Now, the Republicans tell the truth on that front, but they don't talk about the quadrillions in fake derivatives. They don't talk about the tens of trillions we've paid to back it up. They don't talk about Davos 3 months ago calling for $100 trillion more of Western world's tax money. And so it's very simple. And that's why I get so frustrated. And sometimes people think I'm exaggerating or I'm saying something that sounds wild. I rarely exaggerate. Generally, when things come out later, it's worse than what I said. Like a few weeks ago, I said that taxes cost $50 billion a year to file. Turns out that my memory failed. I looked it up this morning and I was wrong. It was $50 billion a year just for Texans to file income taxes in an actuary that was done last year. It's now nationwide $431 billion, the federal government and the Commerce Department admit. That's in an article today called The 30-Cent Tax Premium, Wall Street Journal. Not $50 billion. See, sometimes even my brain, I'm going to your calls, cannot get around these numbers. 9 times out of 10, folks, it's worse than what I'm saying. Do you get me? When I tell you the so-called liberals that run this country literally want red terror re-education camps, that's what they promote. And the Republicans are getting conservatives to buy into it, thinking it's for the straw man of the overseas Muslim. The whole thing was set up from the beginning for the American people, and now it's all admitted. It's for gun owners, libertarians, landowners, returning veterans. Get it through your head. Treason came to America. Look, if you got on a plane, walked on board, saw the captain, co-pilot, get, you know, they take off, suddenly guys jump up, say they're hijacking the plane, they put on the captain's uniforms, do you then salute them and believe that they're the real captain? No. The people running this country have taken it over and hijacked it. They're illegitimate. They're crooks. The cops and military, you better get that through your head. And it's not just Obama. All right, I'm going to your calls. It's just that, to simplify this, Tim Geithner wants us bankrupt. They want us to lose our credit rating. They want to damage the dollar so they can launch the new global Bancor currency that's digital that controls all the other currencies. They admit this just 2 weeks ago at the last meeting at Bretton Woods 2 and in all their reports. 2 years ago, Geithner at an economic conference said they're looking at how to get rid of the dollar. They're traitors. They get power while they leveraged out the dollar. Now they're going to get power on the other side of it. They're ruthless. They play both sides or all three or four sides. People always ask what I'm drinking in these green bottles. It's Topo Chico mineral water from Mexico with a twist of lime. People think I'm drinking beer on air. This is Topo Chico, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever, I'm done ranting. It's just to see him say, if anybody doesn't raise the debt ceiling or if you don't increase taxes, you're going to cause a default. They already defaulted. The vast majority of the Treasury bills are not being bought. The Saudis are cutting output. They're openly saying they're being cheated like we told you 6 months ago. It's begun. It's begun. And I cannot watch these criminals on TV, the willing whores in the mainstream media, selling us out anymore. I'm not a hero for telling the truth. I've got survival instinct. Lou Dobbs isn't a hero. He's a smart economic guy. Of course he tells you the same thing I'm telling you. Ron Paul's telling you the same thing. It's true. It's facts. We know what's going on. It's ridiculous. It's like watching cops give an armed escort to bank robbers. Of course I'm hopping mad. I'm done with it. And then the bank robbers have a PR firm that goes around demonizing those of us that know what's really going on. All right, I'm done. Nothing but calls till the end. Damon in South Carolina, you're on the air. Then JJ. Go ahead, Damon.
Thanks for taking my call. Alex, I got back from the former Soviet Union Republic of Belarus about a month ago after visiting with my wife's family over there, my wife. This explosion that took place last week, I found it very interesting. I read in an article that, Lukashenko's managed to keep his debt situation under control for the longest time. And then all of a sudden now he's taken a multi-billion dollar loan from Russia, and very curious that he didn't go to the IMF or the World Banks or the George Soros's for his money. He went to Russia.
Well, why do you think Libya's getting overthrown? He buys gold. He made a deal to be peaceful. So they send in Al-Qaeda to overthrow the country.
Yep. So they go in and blow up a subway station, kill a bunch of people, wound countless others, and make them all think that it's like some opposition party to the president.
Well, I've looked some into that, and, you know, we're not completely sure it couldn't have been the government forces that did that, too. I'd say from studying it, 8-9 times out of 10, terror attacks are usually whoever's in power, from Hitler firebombing the Reichstag to starting World War II with Poland, attacking his own military base at Gleiwitz. But the globalists do fund some of the Muslim extremist groups in the Caucasus to basically try to destabilize the region, and so it could be that as well.
Well, the thing is, Lukashenko won with like 80% of the vote last year in the winter time, and which was ridiculous. But changing from the subject quickly, because I know you got other people who want to call, I just want to share one thing. I live in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina. We have a sheriff here who is a federalized goon who has all his boys come out and do illegal, unconstitutional checkpoints all over the county every week. I've got caught in three of them in the last 2 months, and it is ridiculous. And you were right.
Well, the state had to pass a law, and courts ruled in Texas they couldn't do it. But up until 11 years ago when they stopped doing it, I ran into three or four checkpoints, and the cops pull me over and want to search my car, and I'm like, this is illegal, and no, I don't use your products. Leave me alone. And they said, get out, we're searching it. And I said, okay, I'm going to sue you all individually. And they said, all right, get back in your car and go. Cops, you are destroying America. You're not stopping drugs. They're shipped in by the government. And now the state of Texas is getting federal lobbying money to put in DWI checkpoints. That's just their nose under the tent flap. We do not need checkpoints here. The only place you can have checkpoints is on the border, and now it's come out what we already knew last month, that Obama orders the Border Patrol to not arrest illegals except for small quota times for photo ops. Well, I already know that. I mean, I've been run into by an illegal alien, what was it, 10 years ago, and when the cops came, the cops said, oh, I didn't have any ID, you got insurance, just pay for it. If I ran into somebody who didn't have insurance, I'll guarantee I'd at least get a ticket. I mean, that's what I'm tired of. I'm tired because the cops follow their orders and the system wants the illegals here.
When I got pulled over on Friday night, the deputy sheriff, he was like, license. I'm like, what's this about? He's like, license and registration check. So I gave it to him, and he looked at me. He's like, you upset? I had the wife and kids in the car, and I was going to go off on him about this being unconstitutional and whatnot, but I didn't need him making an example out of me in front of my wife and kids. But I tell you what, we're getting out of here. I don't know where we're going to go, but this is ridiculous, man. They had a dozen deputy sheriffs just standing in the middle of one of the main roads there pulling people over, and the majority of the people they were pulling over are like, oh, thanks for keeping us safe.
And now the TSA, this is an angle I hadn't covered. All over the country, they're not just running checkpoints. They'll have one TSA agent or two or three training the local MJTF, multiple jurisdiction goon force. Again, training us to – they're universalizing the police codes under federal control. They're mixing them all together under threat fusion centers. And the big angle here is TSA is going out and training police to start the groping. So next – oh, and to take blood. I forgot that part. And so what's happening here is they are turning them into a federal goon force. And all I can say is go to the county commissioners, go to the city council, complain about it, file a lawsuit. You know, I never told this story because I wanted to see what was going to happen afterwards. I did go through a border, and they were of another country with my family, and without telling me, suddenly my daughter was being groped, and I completely blew up, started screaming in a total commander voice, but I mean, only the real, you never heard it on the radio, folks. I mean, just like, it was, and they had like 20 security people, and I basically stood there and you know, climbed up on the chair and told them how it was and then walked right through. But the point is, I cannot travel now because they didn't tell me they were doing, and all of a sudden they were grabbing one of my daughters, and it was just, boom, it was over. And that's what I'm telling you, is I can't handle it anymore. And I want to travel. I want to go places. I can't because I can't do it. I've still got enough basic instinct to not allow that. I appreciate your call. Finish up, Damon. So he kind of noticed in your eyes you weren't loving the tyranny enough, and he said, you got a problem there, boy? What did he say to you, Damon?
He said, basically, he was like, you upset about something? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then he was like, what's it about? And I just let it go because I knew. I mean, he had 11 goons backing him up.
Don't worry. The bankers are going to take everything he's got, and the government's poisoning his kids, and he loves it.
You know what stinks, Alex, is that I called my representative, Chris Crawford, who's Representative Florence, and Philip Lowe, who's also a representative from that area, and they came back to me and were like, Kenny Boone, the sheriff, whatever he gets off the people, you know, if he gets a legal traffic stop or, you know, finds drug money and stuff, he gets to keep 50%, so he's helped keeping your taxes down by running those checkpoints. That's the state representatives in Columbia, South Carolina, Chris Crawford, Philip Lowe. That's what their comeback is on this. They don't even see that it's unconstitutional, violating the rights of the people of the United States.
No, they all
state.
Know. Look, every real cop I've talked to, and I've talked to old famous detectives in L.A. and people, they all know 9/11 is an inside job. They all know who ships the drugs, and the government's been caught hundreds of times. It's just a complete joke. It's their chicken feed, like a deer feeder, they put out as an excuse to have open season on everybody. I appreciate your call. JJ in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, but, man, they're closing in on us, and I'm getting tired of it.
I hear you. And I was just thinking you were talking about the TSA, the police agents, or the police, turning into TSA agents. I'm just wondering about all the layoffs. Now, I'm in New Jersey, and they're having, you know, 7 layoffs in my town, and Patterson, 120, Newark, that whole bunch, and Camden. I mean, the crime's way up, but yet you wonder about if they're not going to be converting these, you know, former police officers into TSA agents. Just what's your thoughts on that?
No, they're already, most sheriff's departments have deputized their people as auxiliary BATF gun grabbers. They're all over the country training local police in gropings.
And I was wondering, I was watching Jesse Ventura, the conspiracy theory, a couple episodes, that 2012 episode, and the Draining the Great Lakes. I don't know if you've seen those episodes.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, and he's talking about the underground bunkers, and then as far as the water being in new blue oil. I just wonder what your thoughts on all that are.
Well, I mean, I've seen the water episode. I'm in it. The water episode is totally accurate. 2012 is accurate about the government COG bunkers, but it's speculation about what's going to happen in 2012. I don't think anything but financial meltdown. I don't know about comets and earthquakes, though that started. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Mayans knew something. I just go off what I can prove, but that's powerful info. I appreciate your call, JJ. Let's talk to Chip in Washington. Chip, you're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
I've been a listener for about 10 years. About after 9/11, I knew something wasn't right, so I found you doing research. I've been listening to you every day ever since. I want to thank you for everything you've done. I'm a veteran, and I live up here in Seattle, and it's hard to wake people up because they're all in a trance. But anyway, I have two important issues I'd like to talk about. One of them being Michiru Kaku. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He co-founded the string theory.
Yes, I know who he is. He's a physicist.
Yeah, so anyway, I found one of his videos a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to get through to talk to you about it. He talks about how when they look into outer space, they're looking for different types of civilizations, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, And they said that within 100 years, we'll be able to go to the next tier. But to do that, they have to be able to get all the resources in the world funneled into one place. If you YouTube it, it's Michio Kaku talks about a new world order. It's about 4 minutes and 48 seconds long.
And yeah, we need to play that. I've seen it. I've seen it. I also have a video from Fox last week where they say the TSA's got to put their hands down our pants for a new world order. And I've also got another one where the physicists are saying we've got to get rid of the general public that are basically maggots is the term they use, so we can go to the next human level. That's what all the transhumanist leaders, the modern eugenicists, say, is that they've got to get rid of us before they go to the next level.
Right. And, you know, when it gets to the part where he says that we're the terrorists because we're the ones that believe in 9/11, we're the ones keeping them from going to Tier 1, it kind of hit me hard. I'm like, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. How am I a terrorist? But when I watched that video, it made perfect sense. I understand.
Sir, they say they are the enlightened ones. The fact that they're able to get the scam over means that we deserve to be killed. This is their religion. All they talk about is the one world government, and then they're going to release the bioweapons and kill almost everybody. I mean, that's their stated goal. And the New York Magazine makes a joke out of it, even though I can source every bit of it. That's what I'm telling you, sir. That once they've got this kill grid in place, they're going to gas us like cockroaches. Do you understand that?
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I got one other point real quick.
If I can... stay there. We're going to come back to you. I may go 5 minutes the next hour because I promise I'm going to get to Skyler, Larry, Christopher, and Gage.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun, available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVictory, LYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Don't call your name out my window. I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. boss and your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said.
Gotta stop trusting the globalists.
You would say the same old thing.
Gotta stand up to them. We're doing 5 minutes over, obviously, against all these callers. So I love hearing from you. And I'm gonna try to get more calls into the broadcast. But Chip, you briefly wanted to add one more thing here on the transmission. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's a little off topic, but have you heard of Planet X? Nibiru, everybody's been talking about this 2012 thing. Well, I've been doing a lot of research on that as well. I watch Ace Ventura shows, and, you know, I follow Ron Paul and Rand Paul. It's actually 2011 because the solar calendar and the Gregorian calendar, something's off there. So there's this comet, government call it the comet, Planet Nibiru, Planet X, whatever. They found it in the 80s, and then they covered it up. It's actually responsible, I think, for the last two earthquakes we've had, because the last time...
You know, here's the deal. There's all, and I appreciate your call. I don't have time to get off into all this. There are near-Earth collisions. There are collisions with the Earth. But a planet, or even a big comet, sir, there's so many amateur astronomers. They're usually the ones that find tiny asteroids and things. They're the ones that find new stuff in the Kuiper Belt. I heard all this in 2000, 2001. I just don't put a lot of stock in it. That there's something hidden. But I appreciate your call. Chip, and we just talked to Chip. Skyler in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, pleasure talking with you. The silver dollar I got for Christmas with my copy of Jekyll Island went from $31 to $43 in just 4 months. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Some people actually complain about it. They don't like making money, but...
I'm visiting from California here in Austin. I promise I won't mess up the place.
Hey, you're welcome here.
You've done a great job identifying the ground floor of the capstone on the Illuminati pyramid. And my research into the identity of the eye of the capstone leads to organized religion in Rome. And I was shocked to find out that the symbols of Roman fascism are displayed in the halls of Congress on Capitol Hill, right behind the podium where the speaker resides.
That's true. The fasci, the bundled sticks, meaning the people as slaves with the axe heads, the hatchets on top, has been put in the U.S. Senate more than 50 years ago. And it is true that the Roman Catholic Church was involved helping set up the Euro, and there's no doubt it's part of the New World Order. But from my research, all the major religious institutions have basically joined with the New World Order or joined with Sauron.
Now, you've had guests like Jordan Maxwell on your show discussing this, but not often. And I'm curious, do you consider this like aliens and flying saucers? It can't really be proven. It's kind of controversial.
No. I have always covered the Vatican and when the different popes have called for a new world order and things. It's just that I try to not get into a bash fest of Catholics or Protestants or Jews or Muslims. It's like the Muslim Brotherhood is British intelligence, but I'm not trying to have a fight with all Muslims. And there are a lot of great Catholics I know, and then also some of the people that bash Catholics all day, they say Catholics are the only part of the New World Order, and then they lie and say, you know, I'm Catholic and all this stuff, which wouldn't be overall bad if I was, but I'm a Protestant and come from a famous Protestant Texas family, who raised Colonel Travis's son. I mean, it's all on record. My family came here as part of Protestant proselytizers on both sides. That's what most of the Texans came here for. And so I do know the Catholic Church is involved in a lot of corrupt things. It's just that I don't then, especially when I get attacked by kind of the Catholics are evil cult and they lie about me, then sometimes I almost even shy away because I don't like to be made, you know, to obsess on things and talk about things if people, you know, are driving it all the time. It's the same thing with Israel. I mean, Israel has very corrupt globalist leadership, and I'm against what they're doing. But at the same time, I don't hate Jews. You see what I'm saying? And most of the white supremacist groups are Fed-run, and that's come out. So it's like I'm just here about basic ideas of liberty and freedom. Whoever's running it, we can then deal with them. We'll be right back with more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.